Surrey City Council has ordered two notices on title related to illegal construction sites in North Surrey at 7924 123rd Street and 12675 100 Avenue. The notices serve to alert potential buyers, lenders, and insurers about sites of illegal construction and the potential risks associated with the properties. Since July 2024, there have been seven special council meetings that led to the filing of a notice on title on 12 different properties, pursuant to Section 57 of the Community Charter. Most recently, prior to these two latest cases, council on May 20 directed city staff to file a notice on title on one property in North Surrey and the other in South Surrey, and before those, one in Whalley and another in Newton were added to the list on March 31. Meantime, on March 31, the City of Surrey also added one Whalley and one Newton property to its list since launching its crackdown its Illegal Construction Enforcement Team, ICET, on April 27, 2022. On June 16, Assistant City Solicitor Guillermo Flores successfully argued the case, at a special council hearing, against 7924 123rd Street owned by Dalveer Kaur Dosanjh and Sulakhan Singh Dosanjh since August 2015. Council heard five bylaw contravention notices were issued against this property for a total of $2,000 as well as six site visit fees for a total of $1,284. According to a corporate report, all the bylaw contravention notices remain unpaid. The total sum of $3,070 in site visit fees and bylaw fines remain unpaid, it reads. The illegal construction involved a couple two-story additions to the rear of the house, numerous dwelling units inside the house and additions, a dwelling unit inside the garage and a canopy at the front of the house. Flores told council the owners constructed without required permits and had ample opportunity to bring their property into compliance, however, they have failed to take any steps to do so. He added there was a complete disregard for the city's building bylaw. The intention behind the construction here is quite clear, and that was to build as many dwelling units as possible at this house in order to rent them out, Flores said. The owners don't reside at the property. Sulakhan Singh Dosanjh addressed council. I just want to say I'm sorry about that. This is my apology. So what I was done I should take a permit but I didn't, so that's my apology. I just want to say I'm sorry, that's all I wanted, thank you. Following this case, Assistant City Solicitor Komal Gill successfully argued City Hall's case against 12675 100th Avenue, owned by Ghulam Mustafa and Aksa Naz since August 2023. Council heard city staff issued 19 bylaw enforcement notices related to the property, with 17 gone unpaid, totaling $9,300 as well as 10 site visit fees totaling $2,140. This brings the combined fines and fees to $11,440, according to a corporate report. The bylaw enforcement notices were not disputed. Among the 19 bylaw enforcement notices, 17 remain unpaid, with an outstanding balance of $8,500. In addition, only three of the 10 site visit fees have been paid, leaving $1,498 still owing. The illegal construction involved enclosing a carport, creating a dwelling unit, and constructing a single-story addition, containing a dwelling unit. Extensive unpermitted construction took place at the property without a building permit, and the public should be made aware of this, Gill told council. The owners have repeatedly disregarded staff's direction to stop construction of the property without the required building permit. Despite the stop work order being issued and posted, the owners continued and ultimately completed the unpermitted construction. This demonstrates a disregard for the city's bylaws. Mustafa told council he was the only person working in his family. So I have two small kids under 3 years, right? He said he hired a guy who built everything, he said he would take care of everything, it was my first experience. Mustafa said he needed more space because his parents were coming from Pakistan. So if you can give us some time we will fix it, he told council. After the owner told council his mortgage was burdensome, Rob Stutt replied, would that not have been a considerable financial outlay to build the additions then? That would be kind of contrary to your financial position. In her summary, Gill told counsel three stop work orders had been posted at the property. There is no assurance of when or if the owners will bring the property into compliance, she said. In fact, the owners have not engaged with the process whatsoever and in fact did the opposite by disregarding the city's bylaw in completing the construction despite being told not to do so and removing stop work orders.